Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, Right Fit, Fitness Performance. We've got a great doubleheader today. Dr. Nick DeNubel, prominent sports medicine orthopedic surgeon. He's a best-selling author. He's been with the Philadelphia 76ers in the past, the prominent Philadelphia Ballet. We're excited for him to come back. And then we've got Dr. Melissa Balazan. She's a health and wellness coach. She's a longtime pharmacist, entrepreneur. And then it's the Sports Doctors Inn. We'll do some emails. We'll talk about some updates on my online world. And, hey, Dr. Nick, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
It is great to be here. I always love being on your show. You provide such great information and entertainment. It's always a pleasure.
You know, 19 topics in 17 minutes, not bad. Anyway, you know, I wanted to, you know, talk to you about the whole world of trying to come back to the professional sports, whatever sport you want to pick. Trying to come back to high school sports, trying to come back to any sports. And you know, good luck to the guys who are the team physicians now. Right, Dr. Nick?
I know.
Talk a little bit about your background and talk about the challenges that you see in the whole world of professional sports and sports medicine.
Well, it's you know, we've heard this over and over, unprecedented times and no different for sports docs. You know, we were a little bit protected from this pandemic early on because as orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine docs, we were placed on the sidelines ourselves. We weren't the frontline docs for the most part, like the infectious disease and the emergency room doctors. And I felt for my colleagues who were in those positions. Boy, that was really, really rough and challenging, but they stepped up. But now it's kind of our turn again, now that we're back working and we're trying to get sports and people are getting active again. So it's a whole new world, a whole new set of challenges. And, you know, from a lot of levels, and you quickly, my background, you know, people, if they go on drnick.com or my Twitter, Dr. Nick USA, DrNickUSA, they can learn more about me. But I've been around a long time. I've taken care of the 76ers, Philadelphia 76ers, for about 13 years, and I've been Pennsylvania Ballet's doctor for even up till now, my whole career, and athletes at all levels. I've been fortunate enough to advise two United States presidents on matters of health and wellness, and I've had, you know, my share of a lot of celebrities I've helped out, including my good buddy Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Jeez,
it's fun.
I hope you told the presidents to make sure they got orthotics in their shoes.
Yes.
You know,
so important.
plug in for the sports doctor. But the
especially when they put their foot in their mouth, it might prevent that, right?
That exactly. Or you know, whoever it might be, but the physical side. Coming back from this crazy layoff of months and trying to get back into team shape, whether you're in, and that's whether any of it works with the virus not getting in the way.
Yeah, so here,
it's going to be.
My thought on this, and before we go into what the teams and the athletes have to do, I'll tell you, for the average person, they might relate to my story on this one. You know, I'm a old jock. I'm a solid athlete. I've worked out my whole life. I'm a high-level tennis player, United States Professional Tennis Association certified. I could be teaching if I wanted. But 3 months later, you know, and I've had a lot of orthopedic ailments. I've never had problems with my shoulders, right? Put me on the sidelines for 3 months, take me out of the gym. you know, I've been walking every day. I've been trying to do my workouts at home. I felt okay. When it's time to go back and play tennis, I go back out there. And
you overdid it.
I probably tried to make up for lost time, but I didn't recall injuring anything. But it's just that at a certain age, your frame becomes vulnerable. That's what all my books are about, the vulnerabilities in your frame, how to find them, how to deal with them. And I should know better. But now I'm sidelined again with a really rip-roaring rotator cuff tendonitis on my right arm. I can work around other things, but you can't play tennis when you can't raise your arm. So I'm not a happy
camper. I thought
camper.
You were ambidextrous.
Yeah, well,
I maybe you were ambidextrous. You know, again, and that's a great example. Absolutely. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go to radio shows, you can go back almost a decade. Before that, I got to find the reel-to-reel in the drawer for the shows. And you can see the endless topics, endless guests. Over the years, if you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an array of articles in the world of lower extremity, of dealing with kids in sports, with what about the world of concussions, an endless array of topics, including so many of the different guests that we've had on. Again, I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers at SportsDoc, DOC Radio, talking to Dr. Nick. And we're talking about not only our last couple of shows when we would talk about, you know, dancers are some of the best athletes you'd ever see, that we were talking about, you know, working with ballet, you know, what a challenge, you know, that happens to be. But again, your books, you're an educator, and the idea of looking for weak links, this is so much what sports podiatry is all about. If you've got pronated feet or different foot mechanics and bow legs and leg length and balances and whatever, you're going to have all sorts of problems when we wonder how come everybody's joints are wearing out, you know. And sometimes, again, we take a look at mechanics. And when you've dealt with the professional level and, again, the physical side of trying to come back, you know, Nick, this is probably society's in our lifetimes greatest challenge, which is how do we, quote unquote, return to some sort of normalcy, whether it's whether you've got the gumption to go back to your gym, whether we've got the situation with kids going back to schools, and all these kinds of things. Like you said, the world's upside down, and you're going to be right smack in the middle of the whole world of sports injuries as they try to get away with it.
Well, you have a couple things going on, and I teamed up with the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, and if you go on my Twitter feed, I have some links to some recommendations we've put out in trying to get people back. But, you know, there's a couple issues with going back after the layoff. Number one, especially the kids, the pro athletes hopefully have done their job while their time is off and have kept their body in as good a shape as possible. But I could tell you a lot of these young athletes have not. And they're going to come back with a vengeance, trying to make up for lost time. And I think we're going to see a big rise in sports injuries early on. Now, I've gone 3 months without seeing an ACL tear. I'm a knee specialist in my real world, and that's what I mostly do is knee work. I've never gone a week without seeing an ACL tear in my 30 years. And it's 3 months, and so that's kind of good for the kids, but if they're staying home and they're not doing all the preventive things, I worry about that. And then with the virus, you talked about the challenges of putting people together. Now, some sports are safer than others. It's a great time to take up tennis. You have social distancing. It's a great workout. It's a lifetime sport. But other sports, these kids that are in big groups, contact sports, collision sports, and then not just
I have
kids,
no idea how that's going to work. How we're going to get away with something like football when you're on top of each other. Now, again, you could play a gay baseball game, and unless you're sliding into somebody, you're going to be able to get away with social distancing. Again, tennis, you're on either side of the net. And tennis always ranked very high, by the way, Dr. Nick. We would have a contest a couple of times a year on the Sports Doctor, which is which sports require the best athletes. And, of course, dancing, like we just talked about, tennis was always way up there.
Yeah, ballet came out number one on a big study that was done at Lenox Hill Hospital years ago, looking at like virtually every sport from all sorts of different parameters, and ballet actually came out to be number one, and they're tremendous athletes. But
you know, I'll tell you, Dr. Nick, with all of the tremendous pressures, whether again that's why I co-authored the book #K Sports Parents, was the epidemic with capital letters.
Great book, by the way. I love that
book. Thank you. Of youth sports overuse injuries, too much, it's mental and physical. Besides what we're talking about, doing too much too soon, overdoing it, the kid who's, you know, throwing too many pitches, the figure skater, or again, who's, you know, doing the 50 triple jumps a week, and this incredible athleticism that we've seen in all sports. And again, it's led to one of the biggest problems we have. You know, you've been involved for decades, which is the reliance on medicine for all sorts of injuries. Now, no one has to talk about what's going on in the pain pill world. We featured that so many different times. But the routine, it's actually caused me, Dr. Nick, to rename. We know there are cheaters, and there's always been cheaters, performance-enhancing drugs. But I renamed them. You know what I renamed them, Nick?
No.
Performance-surviving drugs.
That's interesting. That's a good name.
You think about it. Whether it's the player, don't you understand, Dr. Nick? I got to play, man. My career's on the line. Or, you know, the mom and dad, don't you understand? She's competing next week. I know she's taking two Advil three times a day.
Right. So needs a scholarship. They need that scholarship. The coach, you know, they're going to be looked at. They're getting recruited.
And it's our culture. It's funny, our second guest will really talk about it. She's a pharmacist. And the whole understanding, you talk to these young kids, and half of them are living on over-the-counter medicines to do your schedule, your traveling team schedule, your sports team. And this is a very, very big problem. And, of course, at the very serious world level and professional level that you've been flirted, the both of us have been around for a lot of years, you start to see these impossible pressures. So it's going to be amazing to see. I'll have to have you back in a couple of months and absolutely talk about what we've witnessed, whether it's playing with no fans, whether it's Ivy League, to me, got it right. They said, we're not going to have any summer fall sports. We're going to put this off and see how we do. But we've got all of these pressures from all of us, even as fans.
Well, remember, when you have a bunch of athletes, these are often younger, healthier people, and they're not high risk with COVID. But when they're together, you're talking about there's coaches involved, there's athletic trainers involved, there's some of the coaches are older at the pro level.
We haven't seen
the media is involved, and everybody is concerned. And a lot of these people are middle-aged, older.
This is the next explosion, Nick. The next explosion is already we're seeing it as youth, is the youngsters who got, you know, cocky and just were all over the place with the reopening. And all of a sudden, all of these different states, they've seen an explosion of 40 and under, 35 and under. And we're probably, again, so this whole risk we're taking, and we're doing our best. I think everybody is, you know, doing as best they can to try to prepare. You know, would you send your kid to college to the dorm?
That's funny you should ask, because he's going. I'm an old guy with young kids, and my son is ready to start college at Tulane.
Where's he going?
At Tulane in New Orleans.
Great. Great school. And
they have it under control. And, again, they're kids, so the risk for them is extremely low. They're testing every kid. They're keeping them on campus, but it's a challenging time, and they're going to spread them out. But it's a little unnerving, yes. So whether it's sports or just kids,
think about how nerving it is for your son or daughter. Sometimes we've sidelined that in so much of the chaos, which is, you know, what it's like to be a teenager who's going to be here. You know, you can't help but hear about it, going back to school and what's it going to be like. So my mental side, and everything's a mental game, at the highest level, and you would deal with these superstars, it's a mental game. And, you know, being in the middle of that, that's why I always ask guests like yourself, Dr. Nick, how your sports psychology skills are.
Well, you need it. It's not whether somebody once said it's not how much of a disease or ailment is mental or physical, but it's really with each one, what percentage of each. There's always going to be psychological factors thrown into a trauma or a recovery. Some people less than others, but if you ignore it, if you ignore the mental side,
Nick,
not going to be very successful.
Before we run out of time, because, again, you've been involved with ballet forever, there's a chapter in my book I wrote. It's titled The Prodigy Sports. It was really named after all the figure skaters I've seen over the decades. You know, my 2010 gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, Olympic gold medalist, was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. And that whole idea of the paying attention to, that side of it, and the idea of having those kinds of challenges, and the prodigy sports, ballet is one of them, where you could say all day, I want you to play other sports. We all recommend playing other sports. If you're a gymnast, figure skater, ballet, and that's the only way. These were special kids. Hey, Dad, all I want to do is play tennis. I know I'm 11, but I'm playing 5 days a week. And that's become a big challenge, the specialization, whether we like it or not. And I pay big attention to what to do about it.
Correct. And with ballet, it's a little different. They really almost need to be in that all the time, although you always encourage them to do other things. But when you look at the top player, you look at a Roger Federer or Martina Navratilova, and I've heard them interviewed on this, and I've even talked to some of these superstars about it. They say that they really don't think they'd be where they were or achieve what they achieved if they had not incorporated other sports. Soccer gave them the footwork. Martina Navratilova, I think it was ping pong, that hand-eye coordination. She plays basketball as well. She felt that you draw from
Isn't
all
that
these
amazing?
Other sports. Yes.
Yes, the gold medalists, the women's gold medal soccer team, 80% of them played other sports. Yet today, when you're dealing with, again, in the world of figure skating, where I'll tell a 10, 11-year-old all day, that we would absolutely love her playing other sports, and she's skating 5 days a week. That's all she really wants to do, or the young gymnast. So when we're faced with that young ballerina, et cetera, right, I'm sure people all day asking you, when can my daughter go on point? Give me the website again, Dr. Nick. We've flown through the time.
Sure.
That people can find out about all your stuff.
It's drnick.com, drnick.com, and on Twitter, drnickusa, Dr. Nick USA on Twitter. And I really thank you and appreciate this.
Oh, we're going to have you back. We're going to compare notes in a few months. Dr. Nick DiNobili, we'll be right back. Hold on, Nick. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Dr. Melissa Balazan. She's a health and wellness advocate. She's an entrepreneur and coach. She has been a pharmacist for decades. Dr. Melissa, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you. We talk all the time, the world of holistic medicine, Eastern medicine, our medicine, for decades on the Sports Doctor. And many times I rail about the United States is one of the only two countries in the world that has advertisements on television for drugs in the whole world that we got a pill for everything. And it'll be great to talk to you and your thinking regarding pharmacy versus what you're doing now, your health and wellness, trying to prevent chronic disease. Give us some background on you and what you're doing.
Yeah, so what I'm doing is I really think that we rely on prescription medications way too much in this country. And so I've worked with several clients and had some personal experiences where I thought that, you know, just being put on a pill for every ill, as we say in the pharmacy world, is not really the best choice. I think it's like putting a Band-Aid on it. And so I decided to kind of pivot in my career and change things up and go more on the preventative side. I do think there's a time and a place for certain prescription medications or over-the-counter, but I think that we can do a lot better and we can use some natural solutions. And so what I try and do is kind of bridge the gap between the two, transition clients off of prescription medications if that's their goal, to get to a more natural solution or to potentially get off completely and do like lifestyle medicine. And that's kind of my focus right now is really deprescribing.
Yes, we find on the Sports Doctor that we pay, again, huge attention to the holistic side. It's interesting. It used to be called sometimes alternative medicine. We changed the name to complementary, you know.
Yes.
And the whole idea, this tremendous attention to mind-body. We talk so much about the mental game, whether it's high-performance athletes or whether it is parents of youngsters in sports or whether it's the rest of us trying to stick to an exercise program, et cetera. But again, we are, and I have had on guests from New Zealand. That's the other country that has allows prescription drug medicines to be advertised on television. So again, with all the good things about medicines when necessary, et cetera, we have become addicted to that's the solution. And it should be a big part of normalcy that there's drugs for everything. And there really has been a tremendous amount of attention to what you're doing. You have an added benefit. You've really, really been in the middle of it for decades as a pharmacist, whether it was the hype, whether it was the over-advertising. And let's not get into it when it came to prescription drugs. So I think that gives you quite an edge.
Yes, I think it does too. And that's kind of what I'm trying to play up is that I've been in the mix of this, and I know the mechanism of how the drugs work and how the herbals work, and I can, you know, kind of guide you through to get to your goal, and definitely being healthy mentally and physically.
Yes, you know, so many people we have on in the world of nutrition, again, in the world of the whole power of the mind. And, you know, whether it's trying to come back from an injury or, again, whether it's trying to stick to your diet plan. By the way, the other super advertising giant in our country is diets. Diets for everything. So you have, and that gives you that whole mindset. So the attention to nutrition, you know, I talk about all the time that I feel the new medicine is eating smarter and keeping moving. Right. Does that fit in with your philosophies?
It absolutely does. Yes, it is so true. You know, if we can just get the nutrition from what we're eating, we used to do this back in the day before all of the world evolved and technology and things and fast-paced society came around. We our bodies depended upon, you know, what we ate, and we were able to nourish it, and we were healthier, I believe, back then. And we moved around differently. Nowadays, it's like, you know, with the computer and the technology, everything is so fast-paced, and we've put so much stress on our system that we stay in this heightened fight or flight syndrome, and we're not getting, you know, the proper nourishment. So if we can kind of go back to the basics and do the movement and get our nutrition correctly, you know, what we're eating is our diet, not necessarily if we're trying to lose or gain weight, but the nutrition that we're consuming, that's what we're eating, that's what our diet. And if we can get back to that, the simplicity of it, absolutely, that is part of my whole integrative approach.
Now, again, the idea of being able to train, we've had the sports psychology world in so many different areas of sports medicine over the years. And again, even the revelation that, you know, the so-called mind power or mindfulness, you know, how do you stay in the present? And you really can train and pay attention to those awarenesses. A lot of people aren't aware of that. The fact that although every serious athlete many times has become much, much, much more aware of it over the years, the whole idea of being able to relax, because like you mentioned, that big word stress, which just, and of course we're all under right now, we're under some of the greatest stress we've ever experienced, all of us, in our lives. Challenge of trying to deal with this pandemic, and there's nobody who's not affected by this, so it has tripled our stress level, and right away, it doesn't matter whether you're trying to get back to sports, whether you have children to go to school, whether you're trying to figure out are you working or aren't you, or this is nuts, like we were invaded from Mars, and I call it one of society's greatest challenges for all of us, the so-called return in quotes to new normal and normalcy. I would imagine this has been a topic of everybody you're working with in coaching.
Yes, it has been. And that is, you know, you hit on two key points, what's going on right now and mindset. And I really work with people to make sure that they get their mindset right, because so many have actually, a lot of people I've talked to, they've actually gained weight during this pandemic because they don't know what to nourish their body with. And so I go through and I work with them, and we get around the mindset, and having a coach is very helpful for that, you know, to guide you into getting to the right mindset and to being able to guide you on what is appropriate nutrition for your body. Because it varies a little bit from person to person because of allergies and different things.
Plus, there's a million questions when people talk about what supplements can I trust? What about the new medical marijuana and the whole CBD world? What about, which I really, really am very excited about. I'm very excited about CBD as a natural way to reduce inflammation in the body, and people who were hung up on whether you got high or not for the past 50 years could not have to worry about that. You know, natural people who are involved with oils, you mentioned herbal, which is such a gigantic area. And the choices are endless. You know, you walk down the vitamin aisle, you could keep walking, or the drug aisle. So the education of people who you must be working with, whether it's businesses or individuals, I would imagine, again, it's that balance that you're probably paying big attention to, whoever you're working with.
That is so true, Dr. Bob. And what I do is I educate them on, you know, if we're transitioning off of something or if they're trying to add, just depending upon where they're at. But knowing that they're getting a good quality product is very important to me, whether it's CBD, whether it's an herbal supplement, whether it's an oil.
How do you fall? I would imagine, too, you might be involved in some way, shape, or form with people who have had such opioid problems after surgery, after illnesses and whatever. And again, in the world of pharmacy, you know, which flooded the world with these medicines, and the ability to get people to transition into, you know, to healthier areas. I want to ask you about that. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. You can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back years, see the topics, international guests, local guests, national guests, endless array, sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. If you go to over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read a great array of topics that we've written and been involved with for Lower Extremity Review, MVP Parent Magazine, lots of excitement with that. And again, the continued excitement with our book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. We're talking with Dr. Melissa Balazan, who spent a couple of decades as a pharmacist and now is a real advocate for the health and wellness, prevent chronic diseases, lifestyle-related diseases, behavioral-related diseases is such a big problem with us. Still, I scream and rant about childhood obesity. Obesity is still such a gigantic problem. So you've got to be a good sports psychologist, don't you?
You do, yes.
Right?
Yeah, exactly right.
You know, in order to be able to, whether again it is somebody, so that your world, do you work with businesses? Do you work with anybody? Again, you must include their... give us some bullet points for your Colorado mom.
Sure. So I typically work with I work with businesses and I work with individuals. Most of the time, it's the women that come to me because they typically are the ones that make the decisions for the family. And so they come and they're at a heightened stress level or they're trying to get their husband off of something or they're trying to get them off of something or figure out how they can be healthier for their family. And so we go through and we talk about, what their goal is to have less stress and to be a better mom or a better wife or a better business owner or professional wherever they're at. And get them through a point where they can get to an optimization of the level of medications and or supplements that they're actually ingesting for themselves and their family. And we go through nutrition and we go through movement and we hit those goals of what really is important to them. And sometimes
now, fitness is such a big, fitness and activity. People who want to stay as active and as healthy as long as they can, as best they can, is always such a big part of a lot of this. It's funny. One of my favorite lines on The Sports Doctor is, "You can't be pissed off, pardon my French, or aggravated when you're exercising. You just can't. You just the whole vibe is different." We're going to talk more about this with Dr. Melissa Balazan, former pharmacist, health and wellness. When we come back, it's The Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. We're back live from Chicago. It's The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We're talking with Dr. Melissa Balazan, preventing chronic diseases, paying attention to natural ways of treatment. She's a former pharmacist and talking about that whole thing. She's an entrepreneur and a coach. And we were just talking, Melissa, but give me the website people could find out about you and your work.
Sure. It's ColoradoWife.com.
I know we just meant ColoradoWife.com. It's got a ring to it, I think. Yeah, in a lot of ways. What ages do you work with in general? You work with kids or younger?
Mostly 35 to 50-year-olds. Not many kids. I do have a handful. But mostly
now they all have kids. That's the point.
Yes, yes, they typically have kids, but it usually is the female, the mom, or the dad that comes, you know, and I've worked with them, and then maybe we talk about their child if there's a...
You know, it's interesting you talked about how the mom, many times the female, is the decision maker in the family. Almost every great young athlete I've seen in the world of figure skating, in the world of soccer or tennis over the decades, their mom brought them. And their mom, yes, and their mom was absolutely involved in all that responsibility in the career of a young, real serious athlete. So I wasn't surprised to hear you, mentioning, and when that fits into the equation is interesting. But again, the idea of fitness, lifestyle, and the mental side of things, the anti-stress. So when you're looking to put together, do you pay essential oils? Do you pay attention to acupuncture and the Eastern holistic medicine? Do you pay attention to supplements? And, coming from the world of pharmacy. So what do you consider a proper attention, for instance, to those herbals? And what do you recommend?
So I consider all of them. And I consider myself a bridge between the Eastern and the Western. And so I think all of those are appropriate, depending upon the client. Sometimes we use acupuncture and oils, and we still have a Western medicine that we're trying to get off of. Sometimes we're transitioning. So I think there's a place
you mentioned
for
that.
Everything.
That sounds like a common denominator. You know, you're trying to get off a certain medication and then being able to point, in another direction. But go ahead. I just wanted to bring that up.
Yes. So I think they all hold their place. And even a medication, a Western medication, holds its place at a certain time. But I don't think that we should be on them chronically. In our society, we have gone in and the doc has given us a pill and we say, okay, well, we're going to be on it forever. And we don't question that. And I think that we're starting to question that, which is great.
Yes.
And that's what I want people to say, hey, I want to be healthier and I want to take charge of my health. That is my goal, is to empower them to take charge of their health and start questioning and saying, okay, should I really be on this? Can I get off of it? Is there a natural solution I can use? Is it, is it CBD? Is it an oil? Is it whatever? Let's talk about it. Maybe it is going to the acupuncturist. Maybe it is going to alternative, an alternative care, or it is a supplement. So I think there's a place for everything.
Yes, it's interesting in that world. Over the decades, and I've been involved with a lot of them, pro athletes, so many of them relied and found help, for instance, with marijuana. They found that much more doable than like opioids, which many times were the case that were pushed on these athletes because of the legality of that side of things. And I think, again, the idea of the medical cannabis, we've been very impressed with, and people need to be educated. And so I'm looking at you as an educator and telling you, make sure they're in the right shoe when they're out walking and exercising.
Exactly.
Pay attention to orthotics, young lady. That's the name of the game when we're talking about adding in all of these areas. Because people who are dealing, for instance, with chronic problems, which doesn't allow them to follow through, they're always injured, they're dealing with other kinds of concerns. Again, like I mentioned, when people are active, they're very hard to be upset when you're out walking or, doing some exercises, like you said, movement. Have you found that to be true?
I have. Yes, I have. They need to have the proper shoe on or they're in trouble.
Right, absolutely. And the idea of also the fact that, again, exercise is one of the best ways to reduce stress. It knocks down stress dramatically. One of the safest methods, if you're walking a couple of miles a day, you'll never be heavy. I wrote an article in 2005. It was called, for our kids in school, it was called Let's Get Them Walking, because I was already up to my ears with childhood obesity as a topic. Mm-hmm. It's still a gigantic topic. It's still a big problem. And of course, you know, you talk about nutrition. You know, we all grew up, we all knew junk food was junk. It's not magic. Well, we didn't know that sometimes the regular diet we all depended on was also not very terrific. So I think it's been a tremendous education, because right now as we speak, obesity is as big a problem, and so is childhood obesity as big a problem. Obesity ends up being one of the real problems with COVID. It's one of the underlying health concerns that has also been on top of everything else. So the again, the continued education and you doing the things that you do. Where are you? Where are you located?
I'm in Southern Colorado.
Okay. And no wonder the Colorado wife. That makes a lot of sense. Well, yeah. you're sure in the middle of one of the most active populations. You know, people are really very, very active in Colorado. It's always been one of the fitness hubs of the United States. But again, we end up with the same kinds of concerns, and you lived it. You know, a week didn't go by, I didn't have someone coming into my office hyping another drug over the years. And this was the education. It became our normalcy. And yeah. I guess you're fighting again against that every day. Especially in this world of tens of thousands of deaths from opioid overdoses, you know, a terrible nightmare, pain pills.
Yes, and that's a passion of mine, is I want to get people off of those pain pills because there's better choices. And some, you know, over the last couple of years, we've kind of transitioned down with some things going on. But yes, that is one thing. If you are on pain pills and want to get off, definitely contact me. I can try and help you get through.
And yes, that. And injuries, you know, sports injuries, other injuries where the doctor might say, here's 30 pills of an Oxycontin or something like that. You know, you take two or three a day and whatever you would need. And the overuse was times a thousand. So I really want to thank you. Give me quickly your website again, Melissa, before we run out of time.
ColoradoWife.com.
Spelled out?
Yes, ColoradoWife.com.
Great. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Dr. Bob.
Hold on, please. Everybody, we'll be right back. It's Sports Doc. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago on a beautiful day. It's the Sports Doctors Inn segment, where we preview a couple of upcoming shows, we answer a few emails, talk a little bit about the subject content of both the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and also our online Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors Inn. Great guest coming up next week, one of the leaders in pediatric sports medicine on the West Coast, Dr. Chris Couture's. Volleyball, figure skating, other areas, even at the Olympic level. And then Steve's mom, Suzanne, is the founder of Right Fit Sports Fitness and Performance. Steve is their COO. He's a strength and conditioning coach, works a lot with their performance segment. Following week, Dr. Daphne Dehan. She's very involved in the world of hyperbaric oxygen treatment therapies for concussion. It's a very exciting area. And then one of the guys who introduced me at the induction of the National Fitness Hall of Fame, Greg Justice, he runs a whole writing company. He's a publisher, and he is finishing up this great book on the history of Jack LaLanne with his wife, Elaine LaLanne, Greg Justice. Couple emails. Barry says, my son is 12 years old. He has been playing hockey for over 3 years, multiple times a week. He's always had sore knees. He's had physical therapy. There's nothing mechanically wrong. Well, here, Barry, where when you just mentioned mechanically, we might pay big attention to foot mechanics. Half the time I put orthotics in skates, including hockey, with some knee trouble over the decades. And the exciting thing is the same orthotics that you would put in hockey skates to try to calm down the torque and tension around the knee area would make your son a better player, faster, better edging, better balance. So you really want to include the analysis, including what type of skate and boot he's in, including whatever physical therapy, orthopedic care he's had, see podiatry, talk orthotics for those hockey skates. Jenny is my 11-year-old daughter. We've always said she had flat feet. However, she's been a very active and accomplished young figure skater since she's like 8 years old, and her feet are starting to bother her. You know, Jenny, flat feet is not a medical term. There are superstars with flat feet, but often it's a weak link. Strain on the inner ankle, strain on the arch, discomfort many times in the heel. And figure skating is one of those sports that requires an even more raised center of gravity, where the boot is an inch or so higher than the ice, then you've got the blade. And the exciting news is I've been putting orthotics, it's old news for many of my listeners, in figure skates, gosh, four decades. My poster boy, Evan Lysacek, grew up here in Naperville, Illinois, was 10 years old when I put orthotics in the skates. 2010, he was the Olympic gold medalist. And the positive effect of orthotics, custom devices, so see podiatry, and get them connected with your bootmaker. Jerry says, please talk about that chapter in your book about two essential exercises. You know, Jerry, the point was not to replace other exercises, but two of the most important exercise concepts to absolutely include. I don't care what your son or daughter's sport is. I don't care what their age is. I don't care what their level is. I don't care if it's a pro athlete. We want to pay attention to strengthening the feet and ankles. Rubber bands is a great way to do it. You could be the best athlete in the world. The rubber bands will really test you. You can also use rubber bands in an 8-year-old very, very safely. So rubber band and other kinds of strengthening of the foot and ankle and working balance. Proprioception, working balance. Do what my famous colleague Bob Guida, my mentor in sports medicine, also for the rubber bands, he called it instability training. Create instability. Imagine balancing on a mini trampoline, looking at it like a clock and standing in different areas. Balance works your whole body. It strengthens the stabilizers. You could do all sorts of stuff while you're balancing, play catch, swing a tennis racket, great stuff. I pay attention to a lot of this, and hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and I want to mention to everybody, coming out in September, my co-author of hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Sharky Zartman, she'll be on with us next month, and her book, Winning at Aging. I'm proud that my quote is on the front cover of her book. You know, Sharky, the Hall of Fame volleyball player, the longtime radio host, health and wellness instructor in college. She's a prolific writer. I don't know if this is her ninth or tenth book. So in hashtag Hey Sports Parents, she talks a lot about sports parenting 101, what's important for your child, what's the level, how aggressive, all of these different areas in the world of coaching. And we incorporate all of these ideas in my online program, which is called Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors In. If you go to www.thesportsdoctor.online, I'm really acting as a quarterback, as a sports doctor, like I do on my show. I have a team of over 20 experts, like we have in the book, 8 experts in all areas of sports medicine, nutrition, mental training, physical training. They've all been guests of mine one time or another on The Sports Doctor. And I will talk to a mom or dad and be able to myself answer so many different types of questions in the world of sports medicine and injuries and other kinds of things we talk about all the time. Or I will then reference them or refer them to any of the different experts who take part. You can see all the experts. You can watch their videos when you go to www.thesportsdoctor.online. What we want is a game plan, especially today with what we're going through with these kids or professionals or college, high school, trying to get back into sports. We talked about that with my first guest, Dr. Nick DeNouvel, the famous orthopedist, about those kinds of challenges. What's the game plan? Whether your son or daughter is the best athlete in the state, whatever the sport is, whatever their age is, and talking about all aspects of doing the two things everybody cares about. One, can I prevent injuries? Can I stay out of trouble? Not only physically, but mentally. And number two, how can I enhance performance? Wonderful. How can I be a step or two quicker? How can we enhance balance, be more explosive? This is the game plan. So a lot of great shows coming up. You're all excited about. Check out all the new shows on bbsradio.com. Explosion of new shows. See everybody next week, everybody. Thanks. It's The Sports Doctor.
Hi, this is Mara Comey. I'm really glad you're enjoying bbsradio.com. I would like to invite you to my personal website at www.marcome.com.
Hello, this is Margo Raimundo, and this is a song of my latest CD, My Heart's Desire. You're listening to BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network on the planet.
Hello, my name is Amy Toy, the host of Angel Answers with Amy Toy. Besides being a radio show host, I'm also an intuitive counselor who provides spiritual insight into matters of the heart. Are you confused about your love life? Thinking of getting a new job? Wondering about your purpose and why you are here? I work very closely with not only the angelic realm, but also those who have crossed over to the other side. All sessions are strictly confidential. I also offer long-distance healing sessions using angelic energy. This angelic energy, also known as integrated energy therapy, IET, can be done through Skype or on the phone and helps you get the issues out of the tissues. For first-time clients only, I am offering a 20% discount. You can find me online on amytoyamytoy.com, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or email me at angelicamy35@gmail.com or simply call 727-514-7323.
Ladies, a new book is...